B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early.
I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please, tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:41 Thursday. So we do know that. I did notice more traffic coming in this morning. Are you guys seeing more traffic?
Everyone's out.
Yeah. That's good. It's bittersweet.
Yeah. I'm very happy that people are going back to their jobs and there's they're sort of getting into that routine. But I again, as sad as it was to be like locked down, it was kind of nice not to have people in front of you.
It was nice having the roads to yourself.
Yeah, that
was fun.
Yeah.
Cloudy today, occasional rain showers this afternoon with thunder possible, high 77 and down to 64 tonight. Rain showers continue, so we could use it. My used to be black car is now green.
I thought about getting my car washed yesterday, but I thought it would be silly.
Well, then again, you should, because then it'll rain for the rest of us.
Okay,
so,
yeah, that's
go
true.
Ahead.
Yep.
So please do that. I want to set the record straight on our Facebook page, the ROR Morning Show. Yeah. I posted...
you just like the sound of it.
Yeah, I love the sound of this. There's this meme going around that I snagged. Coming in June, saber-tooth crotch crickets. have you seen the saber-tooth crotch cricket?
Yeah, it's
doesn't
like...
sound pleasant.
Doesn't sound pleasant at all. Who would be surprised if it was real? But it isn't, just so you know. There's no saber-tooth crotch crickets.
So you're just messing with people.
Coming. Well, I said, who would be surprised?
Okay.
And I said to the guy, I said, hey, I'm going to steal this for the ROR Morning Show Facebook page. And he said, Bob, if you steal from me, you're stealing twice.
So. Okay, there you go.
So there you
but
go.
But you really can't mess with a society right now that has dealing with a pandemic and murder hornets.
Have you seen it, Brian?
Yeah.
So it's not coming
into not
the
real.
Mouth of the predator.
Yes, that's what it is.
I saw that.
Yeah, the...
All right.
Saber-tooth crotch crickets.
You just like saying crotch crickets. It's just wrong.
Isn't that the worst place to have a cricket?
I don't know. I don't know.
Think of a worse place? Saber-tooth ankle cricket? No.
Who's cricket? She sounds fun.
Anyway. Here's another story we like. 16-year-old Philip Angus from Boyerstown, Pennsylvania, just set the Guinness World Book of Records. What do you suppose he did? Teenage boy.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know if you're the one telling.
No.
It's
innocent. Harmless.
Is it? Okay.
His mouth is 3.75 inches from top to bottom when he opens it all the way.
Wow.
That is huge. He's got the biggest mouth. He beat the previous record by a quarter of an inch. He's happy to have the record. He said, I've never been the best in anything, but now I'm the best at this. And it feels great knowing I have this and no one else can have it until they beat me. The biggest mouth.
Really?
In the world.
Way to go, big mouth.
That's interesting.
Isn't that great?
Okay.
He's always going to have, hey, conversation starter.
That's true. That is true. Where is he from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Philip, go ahead, open up.
What? How did he figure out? Like, just they looked at him.
He probably saw that somebody told him, "You have a really big mouth," and they found out what the record was, and he beat it by a quarter inch.
Wow! All right,
have to Google that later.
Yeah, I'm googling it now. Why wait? You know what I'm saying?
Better than the crotch cricket.
Yes, exactly.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR or WROR.com.
Yeah, you know who would have been, who died on this day 41 years ago in 1979?
Give me a hint.
John Duke Wayne. John Wayne. 72 years old. And I was saying to Brian, was he the oldest looking 72-year-old guy you ever seen?
Nope.
No. No. Oh, wow. There's somebody
careful what you say there, Bob.
Hey, Pilgrim.
Really?
John Wayne.
Yeah, no, because I remember seeing him in True Grit, and he was only 59, and he looked like he was...
Really? I got to tell you, I don't think I've seen one John Wayne film.
What?
Yeah, it's, you know what?
You've never seen a John Wayne film?
No, Pilgrim, no. I have not.
Pilgrim, you need to see some John Wayne.
I don't feel
True
like...
Grit, great, what? Classic.
Was there any other... Mm-hmm. True Grit, but wasn't that remade?
Yeah, that was actually a very good remake.
Okay,
yeah.
So don't need to see that.
Red River. You got to see Red River.
Did he ever play like a romantic lead where he had an actual job that didn't involve gunslinging?
Mm. Yeah, well, he was, yeah.
He's no Gary Cooper.
Well, he could wow. pick Gary Cooper's, you know. Anywho.
Boots.
Geez, I was just trying to salute John Wayne, an American icon.
Well, I appreciate it.
Oh, that's nice. He had quite the gait, too.
He was...
Yeah, he needed some PT.
Look at young John Wayne. Go Google
All right,
young
I'll
John
Google
Wayne.
I'll Google him.
He was a handsome
dude. I don't know
dude.
Why I'm hating on John Wayne this morning.
Yeah, I know. Man,
I think I saw Trumbo. That's why.
Get live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and
I try.
Enable ROR Boston. Open ROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive safer with O'Reilly. LBF, what's cool?
Are you nervous about how this pandemic is going to affect your love life or current relationship? Well, do not fear. I have great news.
You mean the amount of time we're spending with...
Yeah. I talked to somebody the other day who said, I just don't think that the amount of time that I'm spending with my significant other is good for my marriage.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay.
Ooh. And they said that out loud.
Yes, they did.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I said, Dave, what?
No. He loves you.
Yeah.
You're his lover.
Bob.
Right? Well, am I wrong?
Please.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Are we spending too much time together?
Just melted off my body and not in a good way.
Are we spending too much time together?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
During the pandemic?
Wow. Want to get a beer?
Yes, right
Wanna
now.
Want to get away? I'll tell you, a place that opened yesterday, you can go get a beer.
All right. You know, LBF.
Yes.
You know, when you tell me something, you know, makes your skin crawl, all it makes...
I know.
The inner boy in me want to do is make your skin crawl.
I know. I know.
Sorry.
You've done it.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're excellent
All right.
at that.
You're excellent. Okay. How bored are Americans? I'll tell you how bored they are because you've already done this.
Oh,
you,
I have?
You and Dave.
Oh, really?
I've already done this during the pandemic because you were bored.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Coming up. Let's go.
All right. So if you're nervous about your relationship during this pandemic, people are spending a lot of time together. There's no, you know, people would go to the gym during the day. They go to work. You are together. But a new survey finds that couples are optimistic about how lockdown has affected their love life. More than half of people said their relationship will be stronger after quarantine.
Yeah.
And most people are like, it hasn't had any impact at all. And actually, 9% said it improved, which is actually kind of, I think a lot. I think my relationship has improved.
Well, it could be worse. Seriously, you could be alone during this whole pandemic. Can you imagine that? And there are people.
Yeah, I think
it's months.
Yep, exactly.
Right?
That's right.
Being alone.
I don't know. It's kind of nice. You kind of forget. You know, in the busyness of every day, you kind of forgot why you liked the person in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
And then you realize it.
Wow.
Unfortunately, for those who don't realize it, I feel bad for you.
The other 90%.
Yeah. Like, why did I marry you? But anyway, don't worry so much about it. You're going to be okay.
You'll come out stronger.
You will.
Okay. Brian.
All right. Well, guess what opened yesterday down in the seaport? Outdoors at Harpoon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they always do like their beer festivals and stuff. They've now opened a beer hall right at the Harpoon Brewery.
Oh, that's nice.
And I think they've gotten around the opening a bar thing. It's outdoors, and they serve food. They've got pizza and homemade pretzels. Mm-hmm. And then you can get, they've converted shipping containers into bars and food stations.
Well, I've seen that at Assembly Square.
Yeah, and they've got some picnic tables out under the big tents.
Nice.
You can go down and grab a harpoon when it's nice out down on the seaport.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of beer places. Dorchester Brewing Company does the same thing on a rooftop.
Yeah, I'm impressed with like the ingenuity of some of the places to come up with a way to open up.
I know.
Our little season.
Yeah, our little restaurant in town like put out all these cool outdoor tables. I'm like, hey, I think it might be almost time.
Okay, so finally, how bored are Americans? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
They're buying bicycles. Yes, Americans say after years of research group says years of lackluster and declining sales, overall bike sales has surged by 31%.
Oh, I believe it.
During the pandemic.
You want to know why?
Why is that?
I bought a bike.
You did. Expensive bike. You bought a very unusual bike, though.
I did. I bought a bike for Lucy.
Right.
And it's a tricycle, but a tricycle for two.
Yeah.
Here's my issue, and if anybody has bike knowledge out there.
Okay.
Her feet don't reach the pedals.
Mm.
She's too little. And we got the little, pedal extender thing, blocks.
Mm.
Still no. So I need to know if there's somebody out there who can retrofit a bike to make her feet.
Need a welder.
I need a welder.
Yeah.
Maybe she needs some stilts.
I think she does. She's a wee little thing.
Yeah.
She's
enjoying the ride, though, right?
She's her mother's daughter. She's like, why have pedals?
You know what?
are for suckers.
So anyway, due to the shutdown, experts say bicycles fit well into the new realities.
Yeah, it's true.
As the risk of transmitting the virus while biking is low. So there you have it. Yeah, bike sales are through the roof.
Yeah.
Tons of people on bikes all over the place. It's nice to see occasionally, but it's... I know my sister and her daughter take a bike ride like every day.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. Does she get a free ride too?
No.
Daughter, no.
Charlotte actually does a lot of the work.
You know, we did once in Disney World. They have those bikes for the family with three different seats. So nine people are on it.
Yeah, you did
the
that.
The hardest thing I've ever done.
Because they were all in the back,
they're
not pedaling.
They're all freeloaders. And by the time I finished that 1 hour, I'm like, this is kind of expensive for an hour. I gave it back after a half hour. We are done.
Oh, really?
It was brutal.
It's brutal. Yeah.
It's brutal.
Dave's got nice quads now.
Yeah, Where was he when I needed him? It was just me. Like, does anybody else want a pedal? Just enjoy the ride, Dad. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, it's 6:28. Good morning. It's going to be muggy, 77 today. What's up, LBF? You have that lost look.
Well, I was Googling something, but it's not important now.
All right. So yesterday was, hang on. Yesterday was National Iced Tea Day.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Did you get one?
I did.
Great.
Didn't you? I sent you guys a picture of my delicious iced tea.
How was it?
Well, there's only one way to describe it. Best
here we go.
Described by Nestea.
Come on, taste of wetness. Take the Nestea plunge.
Yeah.
America's biggest selling instant tea is Nestea. And just 9 cents makes a whole quart.
That's it, 9 cents.
Don't forget it's the best wet yet.
Yeah.
So taste the taste of wetness. Take the Nestea plunge.
Yeah, I took the Nestea plunge.
Woo!
Isn't that a great jingle?
The taste of wetness, Bob.
Okay.
That might be the best jingle of all time.
I'm not.
Change my mind.
Change my mind.
All day.
We couldn't believe that yesterday. It was National Iced Tea Day. So I said to Brian, hey, can you dig up an old Nestea jingle? I had no idea.
Well, I found a boring one. LBF found that one.
Oh, LBF found that one.
Yeah.
That's right, Bob.
Oh. Don't pin
and
the dirty jingle on me.
I made the mistake of playing it for you, not you actually hearing it first.
That's right.
So
that's right. You are
now too. I live
Let's hear it
the
one
day.
More time. Let's hear it one more time.
I think when you think of jingles, this here is Rushmore, top five all time.
Come on, taste the taste of wetness. Taste
Take the Nesty Plunge.
Yeah. America's biggest selling instant tea is Nesty. And just 9 cents makes a whole quart.
Don't forget it's the best wet yet. So taste the taste of wetness. Taste the Nesty Plunge.
There you go.
The best wet yet.
Okay.
How good is that
jingle? Problem is
makes
that
me
you'll
want
sing
some.
It all day, even if you hate yourself.
I just want to know what ones they turned down.
I know, right?
That's the one that'll do it, right
yeah,
there.
Right? All right, what do you got?
Don't worry.
John, what do you got?
Kristen Bell.
Anna.
What are you, trying to change
Frozen.
The subject?
Yes, I
you
am.
Done? Yeah?
Don't wanna... It's not okay.
Oh, this is your already...
somebody using her face
She jumped right to the tea.
Oh, a nice Frozen iced tea would be great.
Frozen iced tea would be
good.
I'm
thinking teas. I'm changing the subject, boys.
I know. Changing it back.
she's changing teas.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
All right.
Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
What's happening.
Okay.
I give up.
Kristen Bell what?
She's not happy with her face being used in a particular campaign.
Okay. No, I don't think she's going to be
happy. Is it for Nesty?
It's kind of for Nesty, if you must know.
All right. Let's go. Let's check out the Dirty Laundry with LBF.
Okay. I want you to think about this.
Okay.
Who is the greatest movie hero ever? I'm going to tell you who won.
Greatest.
At the end of this Dirty Laundry.
You mean the character?
The character.
The character, not
yes,
the actor.
Yes, not like.
Okay.
Yeah, the character.
Oh, okay.
Greatest character. All movies, not hero. Think outside like the Marvel box and stuff like that. Just everybody. Hero. Okay. That's coming up. But first, Kristen Bell is not happy with the way that her image is being used
in
a particular campaign. Unfortunately, the campaign is pornography. I'm sorry. It's early. I hope not all the kids are asleep.
That's right.
But this is disturbing, actually. When I read the whole story, I was like, okay, so you know deepfakes is when they can take your face and morph it into somebody else's. They did a couple of things online where they showed like Bill Hader talking and then him turning into Tom Cruise. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the most disturbing thing that can happen technologically ever.
Right.
Anyway, so people are deep faking her face and putting it on porn stars in porn.
Wow.
And she's really upset because she's having this gigantic conversation about consent. I don't consent. It's why it's not okay. They look totally realistic. And it's like it's the article says, is with any new advances in technology, we're mostly using it for porn because everyone's a perv. Here's the little asterisk of the story that I find intriguing. Who told Kristen Bell about this situation? None other than her husband, Dax Shepard.
Honey, guess what I found?
And that seems odd to me.
That's
like,
awkward.
So how'd you find that?
Yeah, it's an awkward conversation.
Anyway, she said she was shocked. This is my
Somebody
face.
Somebody told Dax.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Somebody told me,
babe.
I don't know. It belongs to me. It's hard to think about that she's being exploited. There should be a law against this. Like, they should... That's awful. So anyway,
I was going to ask you that. There's got to be a law, but how do you... You know, you got to track these things
She
down.
Didn't say anything like, I'm going to, you know, change the law. She just said, I wish that the internet were a little bit more responsible, a little bit kinder.
Okay,
well, you can wish in one hand and whatever in the other and see what you get. Like, I mean... People need to make sure that this stuff isn't... Kristen Bell has a platform.
It should be illegal.
I mean, it should be completely illegal. So I know that we're going through a lot right now, but after the pandemic's over and all that stuff...
Always bring it home. Bring it home, LBF.
I don't want to bring that home.
No, bring it home. Could you imagine if
I don't
somebody,
want to.
Right?
Yeah, I don't want to bring that home.
No, but I'm just saying that's how she must feel. Like, you think you can't even imagine it.
She's famous. She, you know, has She's Kristen Bell.
Faces
but anyway, she's
there.
America's sweetheart, which is even worse.
If she was
Angelina Jolie, I'd be like, well, what do you expect?
No. Wow.
Is that bad? I said that out loud.
Horrible. You did.
See?
So I heard. Everybody heard.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, just so you know, we haven't heard from them in a while. They're happier and stronger than ever. They've had less pressure and responsibility on their plate. Yeah, okay, really? This is another sentence that makes me like, what? Less pressure and responsibility. They were royalty. What did they have to do? They had occasionally had to make an appearance after somebody dressed them.
Heavy.
I mean,
those big scissors.
Well, yeah, they're really
cut the ribbon.
They literally have people who dress them and pick out their clothes and do everything, and they are happier because
they're all good for them.
I don't know. I don't get it. She's happy to feel less isolated from family and friends. How is that possible? We're in the midst of a pandemic. I don't know. Also, you know, this is from Entertainment Tonight. It can be completely untrue. Get myself all worked up on
that bed.
Yeah.
Everybody was using that for years.
That's the best bed ever. That's the best bed ever. You're like,
I'm going to waste a half hour.
I'm going to get me some entertainment right now.
Tonight.
Right now, tonight.
Right now.
All right, so who is the greatest movie hero ever?
Well, I guess
Empire Magazine decides.
It's not James Bond?
Nope.
Really?
I don't think he's a hero. He's kind of an anti-hero.
He's my hero.
Well, you're weird.
Well, hey now. Ryan.
Who do you think?
I mean, yeah, you just go basic and go like Superman.
Yeah,
but,
that's,
you know,
basic.
Nope,
anybody
the number one.
That. Batman.
Want to know?
Oh, sure. You have the
I have a little bit
sound.
Of background music.
Oh, okay.
This is radio for you.
Yeah.
Really?
Indiana Jones.
My God. Well, that's,
yep, according to the readers of Empire Magazine, I don't know how many there are. But
not James Bond.
Some others who made the list include Ripley from Alien. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rick Blaine from Casablanca. Black Panther, Trinity from The Matrix, Sarah Connor from The Terminator.
Sarah Connor
is bad. Yeah. That is a bad
Axel
list.
Foley, Moana.
Where the heck is James Bond?
Marty McFly made it, too.
Where's
Back to the Future.
Where's Bond? Is
I don't know.
On the list?
I mean, he might be on the list,
give
but I only
break.
Have a little bit. I like Katniss Everdeen. She's a great hero.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right.
I'm letting you know.
Who do you want as your wingman? Okay,
Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
I've watched
a lot of Top Gun lately.
I want Bette Midler from First Wives Club.
All right, fine.
She's she is my hero. Actually, right. That is the greatest greatest movie hero ever.
All right,
she gets Marty.
Are you
good.
Mad that? are you mad that Cops has been canceled? Fans of the show are upset.
Ugh. Cops is a terrible show.
My wife hated that show, and I would watch it as a guilty pleasure of my father-in-law Leo. It'd be our thing on a Saturday if I was at the house.
No. It always stressed me out.
Hey, man, good guys win.
I just didn't like the show. It showed...
Bad boys, what you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd much prefer Real Housewives. Though. That's the type of bad people
I
want to watch.
That's as bad as you want to watch.
Yep, that's it.
Nice kitchens,
nice
right?
kitchens nice and kitchens. Bad women.
That's
my jam.
There you have it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All righty then. Hey, last week we did something we called We Got a Situation. We'll just help a listener out.
Right?
And it's not just us. We ask, you know, folks listening to chime in and maybe dole some advice. So
we're not the only experts. We know you are, too.
Yeah, well, that's one way of putting it. Last week we talked to Deb. She had a little situation with a beach
her
house.
Her situation was that she had a cave house, and her sister-in-law just helped herself to it any time. Had a key. Deb would go down on the weekends, and she'd open the door, and her sister-in-law would already be there without asking. And her husband wouldn't do anything about it.
Right, because it was his little sister or whatever. Yeah. So we got some resolution with that because Deb's husband was listening and said, maybe I should talk to sis.
Yeah, she's actually going to the media. I should actually talk to my sister.
Okay, sis. So anyway, we have Pam on the phone. She heard us talking about bikes earlier in the show.
Yeah, because everyone's buying bikes.
Mm-hmm. So now we have a situation.
We do.
Right, Pam? What's the situation?
I do. You know, with all the social distancing these days, I've been going for a ton of walks outside in the afternoon. Not that things are bad enough that you have to wear a mask going and switch sides of the street, but now you're having to deal with all these kids who are coming out on their bikes for the good weather. And, you know, I walk the same route every day, and it seems to be the same group of kids that come at me out of nowhere at high speed, and, you know, I can't get out of the way.
Are you walking? You're running? What are you doing?
I'm walking, and, when you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden from behind you, you don't even see them, or out of nowhere, all these group of kids, come down on you with a group of bikes. And they're coming to your left, and you're right, you can't get out of the way. What do you do? Do you call their mothers because you know it's the same group of kids every week, or do you post it on the Facebook page for your town?
Right.
It's true. It's like you have your earbuds in, and you're walking, and you're like in the zone, and then all of a sudden it's like a gang of Hell's Angels, but they're 12-year-olds on bikes, and then they don't do the right thing. Like, usually they just go to the right or go to the left, but then they just split and go all around you, so you're like twirling around, you're like, And I, you scream. It's,
so this
it's,
happens to you, Elvis?
It happens too? A lot.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
You could just smack him on the bike helmet and go, I'm walking here.
That's, a That's a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you do? Wow. Because if you know the parents and you call them, but then you seem like a Karen.
Right.
Or do you like post it on the everything, whatever town Facebook and say, can you please tell your kids to, you know,
so
follow the rules?
Do you know some of their parents, Pam?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. One of them is my neighbor next door, but what do I say?
Ooh, I don't know. We need some help.
Yeah. You don't want to be the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, Karen.
Crab apple.
Right, exactly.
For lack of a better name.
Right, but it's happened quite a bit, right?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Like, that's
all
dangerous.
Well, it is.
Yeah, we need to figure out how to stop this.
Whizzing by on their
kids,
bikes. Right?
12-year-old
Why aren't they home
heads?
Playing video games?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what you should scream at them.
What are you doing?
Go home and play Fortnite.
Right. Yeah. Need you out here breathing our air. All right. So anyway, we got a situation. Let's help Pam out, okay?
All right. So yeah, give
How
us
would
a
you
call.
Handle it?
How would you handle this? What would you do? It's a little tricky.
Let's have listeners call in, chime in. Pam, just stay tuned for the next few minutes or so. I'm sure you'll get some advice on how to deal with this.
All right.
It's. I know you don't want to be that, like, as they say, the neighborhood nag, but you don't want to get run over either.
Exactly.
All right.
Right. I want to be the cool neighbor.
You want to be the cool neighbor?
Yeah, that's true.
888-410-1057. We got a situation. Let's help Pam out here and see what you would do to help her out. Thanks, Pam. Stay tuned, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so it's not like she's going to call the police. That's a little much. All right. So what should Pam do? Without losing face and becoming known as the neighborhood Karen.
Yeah, because that's a reputation you can't shake.
No. All right. Yeah. So let's help Karen out. 888-4 Karen out. Jeez. You know, I just saw.
Too late, Pam.
Sorry, Pam. It's not too late. We can help you. You know, it's funny. I was looking at the call screener. That's why. And that woman named Karen was
Well,
on
we
the
need.
Phone.
Yeah. Of course.
That's what
of course,
we need.
A Karen is calling.
There she is again. All right. We can't wait to talk to her. All right. Let's help Pam out. 888-410-1057. So, yeah, a little situation for Pam so we can just kind of explain it again. So she's going for walks, get out of the house, working at home, and then
every time she does, the same group of kids goes whizzes by her as she's walking, like comes up behind her, and instead of like, you know, going on one side or the other or like saying woohoo, excuse us or anything, they just go.
Yeah.
And like she's just surrounded like the Hell's Angels, and she doesn't know what to do because every time it freaks her out and scares her, and if she moves one way, she's going to get hit.
Right.
So she wants to know if she should call the parents, if she should yell at the kids, if she should. No, she doesn't want to be a Karen. She wants to be a Pam.
Uncle Joe called.
Oh, Uncle Joe?
And he said she should carry a cane.
That seems aggressive, Uncle Joe.
It seems aggressive.
Uncle Joe, you're that uncle, huh?
Yeah. And pretend she's blind and put the cane in the spokes. So that's probably not the best advice.
No, that is the worst advice, actually. Thank you for that.
Then you don't want to hear what Big Mike said.
Can we even play that?
No, we can't play Big Mike. All right. A little situation today. We have Pam. She called because, well, she wants to go for a walk in the afternoon, working from home, take a break.
Relax.
Relax. And then the Whiz Kids whiz by her. Biker gang. And you almost hit her elbow.
Cut it up, 12-year-olds.
Yeah. Troublemakers, you know. She doesn't want to be anything drastic and say, call the police. The kids are gone down the street by the time she even says anything.
Oh, yeah, but also she doesn't want to be like the woman who's like, hey, you kids, what the heck's wrong with you?
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like a delicate balance. You don't want to
It's your neighborhood. And
yeah.
You don't want it. So anyway, hey, let's help her out. We got a situation, so we got
Cheryl on the line.
Cheryl, what would you say to Pam to help her out?
I think she might try to talk to the kids and ask them not to speed by her.
Just stop and ask.
That's
the kids.
So mature of you.
I know.
Like
That'll
actually
never
say,
work.
"Hey, kids, you know, I'm an old woman. any sudden movement can kill me."
These kids are just.
There are good kids out there, and they might not realize
she
it.
She might just,
maybe
but
just
they're whizzing by. She'd have to like, "Hey, scream!"
Well,
but
she could.
The question
the neighbor,
is, should she go to her parents?
Yeah. Well, no, she could go to the neighbor, the kid, and when he's out in the yard, because she's neighbors with one of the moms. And sort of just take him aside, be like, I know you guys, I see you. Can you just go to one side or the other? Or just like, you know.
Yeah, if she can.
If she can. Yes,
if she
knows
where they live.
You know, that's mature of
just
you.
Go to their house, you mean, right, Cheryl?
And the kids might be like, yeah, okay, no problem.
All right, we'll
That's
see.
True.
All right, we'll pass it on. Way. Cheryl, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You had some advice?
Good morning.
Morning.
If she's so worried about not being a Karen, she could turn the volume down on her earbuds so she can hear them coming, or clean up in it. She doesn't want to cause any issues.
That's true.
Then do what? Hear them coming, just stand back, and they're like little.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, I've been in the situation, and I wear earbuds, and I they're not too loud. They're like Priuses. They come up real quiet for some reason. Usually kids are loud, but I feel like it's, I don't know what happens.
It's like a jet. You can only hear it once it passes you by.
Oh,
self
kids.
Yeah. All right. We'll pass it on. ROR. Steve from Connecticut. Any advice for Pam today?
Yes. I think she should get together with the kids on the side and basically talk to them and tell them and explain the dangerous of her getting hurt and then getting hurt, and I would take it from there and see how the kids react, and basically, hopefully, that'll cover it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
You could also throw in another person. You could say, like, I'm a youngish person and I can hear pretty well. But what if I was older and a little bit frail and you'd really hurt that person and put, you know, I like to set up like worst case scenarios when it comes to kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm like,
I think that would work too.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Deb?
It is Deb.
All right. Deb, what kind of advice do you have for Pam today to help her situation?
I think that she should ask her neighbor to go for a walk with her.
When the
health angels go flying by, she'll see her son, and that'll end it.
That will end it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That requires a lot of planning now.
Yeah.
But I like it.
No.
There's a little, devious.
Yeah, like passive-aggressive stuff. I like that when you throw that in the mix. I like it, Deb.
Or
she'll say, "Oh, look at those kids out having a great time on their bikes."
As her kid runs her over.
Jeez. All right, Deb. Good advice. Good advice. We appreciate it. Okay.
Have a good day,
you
guys.
Too,
you
bye.
Too.
Thank
you.
Yeah, Brian.
We had a guy call and he couldn't stick around, but his advice was to carry a super soaker, which I think that's a pretty good one.
That's how wars start, Brian. That's how wars start.
Water
wars start. That's it.
I think that's pretty funny.
I don't think we've hit on the right answer yet. It's just nothing has, I think, satisfied Pam's quest here.
She could just stay home.
Well,
that's what I do.
So she's going to do the LBF approach. So we don't want to call the police.
A treadmill. How about a treadmill?
We want to encourage the fresh air. It's a good thing.
Okay, all right, fine.
Yeah,
I
want
think
to encourage
the best
that.
So far, but we could do better, is pull one of the kids aside, say the neighborhood kid, and sort of talk to him and say, hey, you better be careful. There are people like myself.
Yeah.
You could hurt them.
So that's your best advice. Pull
one
of the kids
out. I would take it. I'd just complain and not go for a walk.
Yeah. Go to the police. You don't want to do that. And maybe go to the neighbors, the mom. Just pick a mom. Pick your best. No?
Okay. Talking to moms.
All right. That's why you stay in. That's it right there. Okay, we'll let him roll for a while. 888-410-1057. Help Pam out. Let's get some dirty laundry coming up.
Who
is
the greatest movie hero of all time? And why Bob has his knickers in a twist?
No, I don't have knickers.
Great. Plot, now you tell me.
Plot twist. Okay, there you go. All right, 7:43. By the way, look for some rain later. Thunderstorms possible. It's going to be a bit muggier. That's okay. We could use the rain. 68 now, LBF.
Okay, do you want to talk about the greatest movie hero ever?
Well, we certainly will.
Okay.
All
right, so I just want to give everyone a heads up.
I got a bone to pick,
yes,
that's all.
Yes, Bob has a bone to pick.
I do.
Because he doesn't believe that the greatest movie hero of all time is correct, according to Empire Magazine. So we're going to get to that controversy in just 1 second. But first, I just want to give you an update on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They're stronger than ever, according to Entertainment Tonight, and because they have less pressure and responsibility on their plate, which is mind-blowing to me because they were royalty. A prince and a princess, or a duchess and a duke. What are they? I mean, whatever. They don't have jobs is what they don't have.
Yeah, right.
And now they don't have jobs now.
So there's less stress.
And they feel, Meghan is happy to feel less isolated from family and friends, which is strange to me because we're in the midst of a pandemic and we are isolated from family and friends. I just do not. I know that Meghan Markle had a tough time over in England and under the spotlight of the British press and the world, really. But I don't understand why a person who wants to get that out of her life moves to Los Angeles. Mm. As I say sometimes to my husband, you make no sense.
Well, okay. But you've been to London. Nice place to visit, but you don't want to live there.
Well, I would love to live there.
No.
Yeah, especially if you have,
there's no beaches. It's not.
There's
beaches.
Nice, you just got to
go days.
Far. Oh.
It's just foggy.
It's not.
It was okay.
If you go to like the, what do you know, the Moors or something. Or I don't know. Wherever Jane Austen was running around. That seems fun.
Yeah, well, so did the Beach Boys ever sing about surfing, you know?
I like London because of that very thing. First of all, you never squint. It's never particularly sunny. That's why people in London have delicious skin.
Okay.
They like look so good. Plus, it's always a little foggy, so you're always like moisturized.
Okay.
Wow. And you're always a little chilly, so you don't have to go sleepless. I'm telling you right now, why I'm not on a plane to London, I have no idea. Plus, like, my family's from
there. Do me a favor. Bring back a scone.
I have a London body.
I got nothing to say to that.
I do.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm so glad. What a first. Write this down.
Right.
All right, let's discuss.
Say nothing.
The movie.
All right, let's do it.
All right, the movie, people.
Yeah.
So the greatest movie hero ever. Think about it. Like the hero, the
according
person.
According to who?
To Empire Magazine.
Whoever they are.
Whoever they are. Whatever. It's like people making lists. Mm-hmm. I love it. They decided, and they interviewed people, and they did a poll, and they did whatever, and who came out on top?
Mm.
Do you want me to tell you?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to give you a little musical hint
here.
Right, ready?
Go ahead, let's hear it. Indiana Jones?
Yes.
He's worthy?
He is worthy. Doesn't like snakes, though, so
He's definitely top five. When he took out the gun...
Oh, right?
That's a great scene.
It is. It's such a weirdo testosterone-y masculine
He was not going to have it. He wasn't going
to
get into some rope fight with a guy.
He
brought
scene.
A gun to the rope fight.
Did he?
He did. And he used it too. Right?
I remember seeing that movie.
Or was it a sword fight?
No.
Yeah, sword.
He had like the machetes or something like that.
Yeah, well, he brought a gun.
Or,
there you go.
So anyway, you have a problem with that.
Yeah, because this guy wasn't on. James Bond is the greatest of all time.
Really?
First of all, since Dr. No, 1962, so you're talking almost 60 years of film heritage, 6 or 7 different Bonds. How many times did James save the world from nuclear annihilation? He saved the
moon. Fewer times than
Do you know how many times, seconds he had left before Fort Knox was going to be obliterated?
How many, Bob?
007
oh
seconds.
Oh, my God. Wow. How'd they think of that?
And not to mention... James Bond wasn't just a fighter. He
Don't say it. God, please, for the love of God.
A lover.
Oh.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Yes, you must be dreaming.
You guys?
Huh?
And I include Brian in this because he's just standing here.
Yeah. Beat that.
I'm going to walk away from this. I'm going to walk away because so many things are on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
But do you have any...
Did I change your mind?
No, you didn't change my mind.
Oh, my God.
Well, Brian, what do you think?
Well, what?
Do you have a hero from the movies?
Yeah, I saw the list. I mean, it's not the typical, like, superheroes.
Yes, no,
so,
you
know,
it's
not like a Superman thing. I think that's a pretty... I love Indiana Jones. And I did see that Marty McFly made the list, so that makes me kind of happy because I love Marty.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know that he saved anything.
Yeah,
mine's not on the list.
Just give me a martini. Are we done?
Just give me a martini.
Yeah. Mine's on the list. All the women from the First Wives Club.
Okay.
Yep. All of them. Every single one.
Okay.
We are.
I raise a glass to you, heroes.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Okay, let's play Super Smart. Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit WindowNation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today, Allison from Marblehead. Good morning, Allison.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning. We just, a couple of days ago, in our restaurant of the day, we talked about the Three Cod Tavern in Gloucester.
In Marblehead.
No, Marblehead, rather. You ever been there?
Yeah, great place. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Okay. What if you only want 2 cod?
Oh, God.
Oh, you know, you take one home for
later.
Okay,
that's good.
Right,
yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
Indulgent.
All right, fine. We're loosening her up. All right, Allison, are you a nurse?
I am.
Awesome.
Yeah. Where are you a nurse? I mean, are you going into the hospital every day? Or are you a...
Yeah, I work at a family hospital.
Oh, wow. That's great. You must be... How are things? You got a lot of PPE and all that stuff?
We do. Things are good at the moment. Okay. Yeah, we've been very busy though.
All right, well, okay. We are rooting for you, Allison.
Yes, we are.
$1,000.
Thank you so much.
Okay, here's how it works. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. You get them all right? Yeah. $1,000. You can get as many cod as you want with that.
That's good. Three
cod hammer. Okay, and if you're not sure, say pass. If we have time, okay. We'll get right back to it. You ready to play?
I am.
Here we go, Allison.
What month is Christmas in?
December.
What is James Bond's spy number?
007.
What is the term for a wolf's home?
Den.
True or false, enamel is the hardest substance in the human body?
True.
What does the prefix pseudo mean?
Fake.
What date is Valentine's Day?
February 14th.
Where in London are the crown jewels kept?
The London Tower.
What type of animal is Harry Potter's pet?
A owl.
Who sings Brown Eyed Girl?
Van Morrison.
Which herb is used to make pesto sauce?
Basil.
OMG!
Oh my God!
Yeah. You won!
Yes.
Allison! We have a winner!
Oh my God!
Allison, you just won $1,000!
You guys are the best.
Yay!
You're the best.
I'm so happy for you.
You are the best. That was great. Man.
Oh, my goodness.
You did a great job, Allison. There were a couple of moments there when you paused, like the pseudo question.
I know. I was like,
You just won $1,000. We couldn't be happier. You're a nurse. We know you've been the past 3 months just, you know, a lot under a lot of stress. So hopefully we can alleviate some of that.
You could tell she's
never won anything.
Oh, good! You could tell she's good under pressure. What a great nurse to have, because she's like, I'm methodical. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to say false.
And you had time on the clock too, Allison.
Yeah, you did.
You left some time there.
Oh yeah, did you show them how it was done? Excellent.
Today,
thank you so much.
You are super smart. You get $1,000 and a very limited super smart T-shirt to wear and. You know, proudly, wherever you go this summer, okay?
Everywhere. We're to the Three Cod Tavern.
All right, don't forget. By the way, the $1,000 given to you, brought to you by Window Nation. Don't forget, they're deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit WindowNation.com. What station do smart people listen to, Allison?
WROR.
That's awesome.
There you have it. Congratulations, Allison.
Thank you so much.
Somebody in the background.
What are you going to do with that $1,000, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, buy some hand sanitizer.
Well, there goes $1,000.
Good idea.
There
that
goes the money.
One bottle will be good.
That's it. Allison, thank you. Hang on a second.
Awesome.
There you go. $1,000 winner.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
All right, LBF, what is cool with you?
Bacon and beef and cheese. Oh, my.
Bacon, beef, and cheese.
In one bite.
I like it already.
I knew you would.
Let's just jump to you. Go ahead.
You know,
wait
you need
for
that?
It.
Wait for it.
You need a beer with that. I'll
yes,
tell you,
you
where
do.
You can get
okay.
one now.
Sounds good. Okay. Sad news for the hug. R.I.P. the hug. LBF, I know you're particularly happy about the demise of the hug. Some
Listen,
shocking
like,
numbers
I like
about
hugging regular people.
Well, it's a dying thing. I'll tell you why coming up. Okay, let's hear about the bacon.
All right.
Burger.
Bacon, beef, and cheese. Now, might sound like a barbecue or better yet, Wendy's Baconator Burger.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Okay.
Because it only takes one bite. And that's because Pringles is just the best company ever.
She dragging this out.
Willy Wonking it up.
Yep. It's the new chip flavor. It's called the Baconator, and it's already been spotted at ShopRite, Target, other stores. Just first of all, Pringles is the best chip because it's not a chip. Mm. It's made up of weird chemicals and stuff, and it's all stacked
it's
up.
Stackable.
And they do the flavors, and sometimes the flavors are hit or miss. But I don't think you can go wrong with a Baconator.
I'd like to try.
Like if the beef factor might be interesting, don't you
think? Yeah, interesting how they do that. I'm all in. Let me know.
Listen, it's barbecue season.
Yeah.
Get yourself some Baconator chips. Wow the crowd. Even if it's just you, because we're all isolating.
Yeah, well, you're going to double down on it. Because you might have a burger with bacon, and then you're eating that with chips.
That's right.
Mind blown.
Exactly.
Okay.
I can't even think straight right now.
Right?
I need a beer.
All
where
right.
can I get one?
I'll tell you where you can get one. Harpoon Brewery. Right down in the Seaport. You know, they've got the brewery down there. They have, like, beer festivals, so they have those big tents every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, they said, why don't we open a good old just beer hall out in a tent?
Like Oktoberfest, but every month.
That's right.
Yeah,
every day.
Yeah.
It's called Outdoors at Harpoon. It opened yesterday over at the Seaport Brewery.
It.
And what the space features, they had picnic tables spaced out.
Lederhosen?
If you want. I mean, whatever you're into, Bob.
Stop
and then
Bob.
They,
yeah, it's hot, right?
They converted shipping containers into bars and food stations because they're going to have, like, you know, pretzels and pizza, and they're actually working on co-opting some restaurants to come in.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Have a little pop-up shop.
I want them to serve those whole chickens like they do in Germany.
Well, nothing makes you more thirsty than a pretzel. And they're not dumb.
Or maybe a Baconator.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah. So bring your own chips. And there you go. It'll be open every day.
You know? Oh, that's great.
I'm sorry. Starting when?
10. Started yesterday.
Come on. Get out.
Why not?
The water's
good. There's
fine.
Lots of room.
But don't hug. No hugging. Have you hugged anyone you don't live with since the whole coronavirus thing started? LBF?
No.
Hard no?
Before.
No,
hard
she
no.
wasn't hugging anyone. She was...
I hug some people.
You don't hug anyone.
All right.
I 40... don't hug you.
40... Right now, I want to see it. No?
Nope.
47% of Americans say they haven't hugged someone other than their family or roommates in at least 3 months. 47%. That's it. That includes 9% of people who never hug anyone before COVID-19. 23% have hugged someone in the last week. 8% said yeah a couple of weeks ago. But overall, how about that? 47% have not
that's
hugged
not
someone
enough.
Other than their... That's half.
I feel like 90% of people should not be hugging people.
All right. Would you like a fun fact?
Yeah.
Good answer. Good answer.
Do I have a choice?
Well, you do.
No, I want one.
You want one. Democrats were significantly less likely to say they've hugged someone since the lockdown at 39% compared to 50% of Republicans. Isn't that a weird fact?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So
only 39%
fewer Democrats hugged people than Republicans. I'm going to leave that there. I'm going to leave it
there it is.
Because I don't talk politics.
No, we don't do that. But that's pretty, that's 20% swing. Maybe Republicans swing.
You know what? Boy. I've heard
right.
that.
I mean, that's what it is. Anywho, we thought we'd leave you with that fun fact with
that's
your Baconator.
A fun
How about
fact.
A check your ride?
Please, let's do it.
All right.
Don't forget, the WROR Summer of Nonstop Music rolls at 9:15. What does that mean, LBF? The Summer of Nonstop Music.
What does it mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
It means 3 hours.
Yeah.
A 3-hour tour.
Yeah.
Of 80s and more.
Boom.
Wow. Right?
Look at her go.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
You are.
It also means you don't have to change the radio station. Also means everyone's going to be happy. You're going to be happier.
3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah. Isn't that great? You can go on your long walk, get buzzed by bikes. Yeah. It'll be fun.
We were going to do it for 4 hours, but then we'd have to call a doctor.
All right. You know what?
It is. It's the summer of
Cialis. Yes.
LBF and Brian.
End your day with J-Boy Jones. And 90 minutes commercial free starting at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:42. And we've been doing some... Some on Thursdays we have a situation. We invite a listener to tell us something in their life that's going on, a situation that they would like to see if we could help out with. All right, so today
we're the Solution Center.
That's
okay?
Right.
Okay, come to us when you have a problem, and we will try to solve it for you.
Yeah,
yeah. Can anybody call for this? I mean, if somebody does have a problem, we should give us a call.
Right? Give us a call. We'll listen to you.
Well, the good news is it's not just us brainiacs. It's people, you know, listening, call in with maybe a solution.
Right, exactly.
So here was today's situation for Pam.
Pam's going for walks like the rest of us, you know, and so all the kids are not in school. They're at home, so she finds herself quite a bit in her neighborhood being buzzed by a group of Hell's
Hooligan.
Angels. Hooligan Hell's Angels, 12 years old. Tatted up 12-year-old.
Okay. Oh, my God.
We're buzzing by her, and they don't go to the right or the left. They just kind of swarm her, and the next thing you know, she's like, you know, swearing because she didn't see it coming.
Right.
They are quiet.
Yeah.
You know, like quiet, and then you're just like, what?
She doesn't want to call the police. She doesn't want to be the neighborhood nag, whatever.
Yeah, so what does she do?
What does she do?
She wants to scream at the kids.
It. She's getting kind of tired of it. She'll go take a walk. You know, she's working from home, so it's more of an issue. Now the kids are all home, so.
Yeah, and they don't care right now.
All right, so RBG, we call her that on the phone. Ruth, what's up?
RBG Gloucester.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. It's got to be evidence.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. What this woman needs to do is not wear the earbuds, hear them coming, click her phone on to video.
Boom.
So she can get the sound.
Film it.
When they go whizzing by,
She's
got the sound and the kids.
Yeah.
Then she goes to the mother of one of the kids, and the mother will recognize her kid right away.
Yeah.
And say, how do you think we can resolve this?
RBGs.
And, the mother.
I'm telling you. Beat that.
She's wearing that lace collar and her black robe, and she knows what's what.
She's gavel.
Yep, right. She's got it all.
Hit the gavel. I think
she's
we're
got
done.
It all.
Just film it. Then,
yeah.
And then you don't have to present it. You don't have to be, you know, when you go to the parents, you just very, hey, just want to show you, it's dangerous for everybody. Now, what mom's not going to want to resolve that?
This right. My kind of mom. Yeah. You're like, whatever. No, I'm kidding. I would want to resolve it.
RBG, I think.
That's having fun.
That's a great answer.
That's a
great
answer.
There you go. I think we're done. Thanks, Ruth. Okay, bye.
Alrighty. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Let's talk to Melissa, a self-described bike enthusiast.
Ooh, a bike enthusiast. What's that like?
She's very enthusiastic about it. Okay, Melissa. What do you say?
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's not just the kids. It's the adults. It's everywhere.
Adults are doing it too, like buzz by.
Buzz by on the sidewalk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Buzz by. And there's etiquette, and the reason I'm passionate, and I know you guys are having fun with it, but this is the bottom line. The rule is if you're passing pedestrians, you're supposed to yell out, passing on your, and pick a side.
On your
right?
Left.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and the thing about this is if we want people to use bikes instead of cars, they'll say 3 mile trips.
Yeah.
We need everybody to learn the rules.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
the
like
other
it.
Thing about it is, like in Cambridge, Mass. So, what, actually, getting back to poor neighbor, what you say to the parents is, look, this is the bottom rule. It's bad manners.
Yeah.
You don't let them eat with their mouth open. You shouldn't let them do this either.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. I tell you what, Melissa, because I take bike rides with my kids multiple times a day, and I do Pam Ass Challenge, so I've been riding with real bikers, you know, with the guys like from Fat Tuesday, and they've taught me all this stuff. So I've been teaching my kids, you know, call out, car up, car back.
Someone's got to
walkers up.
That's
help,
the thing.
You know, I like talk to people.
Yeah, that's
you know,
good.
That way everybody wins.
Yep.
You know, it reminds me when I was in the Navy.
Oh boy.
Oh, yeah.
You ride bikes in the Navy.
Even you, Melissa. Even you, Melissa.
Oh,
boy. Yeah. It's been a long year, Melissa.
crashing aircraft carriers?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, when you were in the Navy, Bob. Yeah.
When you were to overtake an officer, uh-huh. and you were enlisted.
I know exactly. I know about this, too. Yeah. What did you do?
Oh, boy.
I think it was different for us.
No, it probably is.
I would say, by your leave, sir. By your leave, sir.
Okay.
Shows respect.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
You don't want to try that? By your leave. It means you're passing.
You're passing.
By.
Oh, by your leave.
Yeah, you just don't walk by an officer without saying by your leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like, right, permission to come aboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I just would walk up to them and be like, aye, aye, sir. Whatever you say.
Thanks, officer. Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
We'll call this the last call.
Take care.
Yep. That's good. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think we're done here.
You know, Bob,
mm-hmm.
when I was a waitress at El Torito, and I would be passing by a server who was carrying a plate of hot food, I'd say, behind you.
Yeah.
So that helps.
That
kind
does
the same
help.
Thing. Yeah.
The kids could do that. Behind
fancier.
You. All right, we heard from Pam at all. Has she chimed in? What does she want to do?
I think that Pam is going to probably sort of, I don't know, talk to the kid and... I mean, I think that she's going to actually just try with an individual first.
Okay.
Maybe, hey, kids, be a little careful. There are a couple of rules of the road, blah, blah, blah. And if it doesn't happen, then she's going to go straight to the police.
Then she's going to have to give them the old, I know where you live.
Right.
I think the best thing to do is, not while they're riding by. You can't. They're too busy, and they're with a group.
Yeah.
And group mentality is scary, especially when it's 12-year-olds. Find him individually and say, I just want to let you know it's kind of dangerous to do that. And you're going to hurt somebody, not me.
So find the one without the tattoo.
Yeah. Find the one.
Yeah.
It's hard to find. Find the one who's...
doesn't have a tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
At 12.
And weaponry.
that's
leather vest. Fam.
Let us know how it goes. All right, it's 8:49. Next, the restaurant of the day. It's can't miss, okay?
Hey.
Okay, it's 8:52. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. One of my favorite parts of the day is we get to shine the spotlight.
Surprise, surprise.
Yes, indeed. We shine the spotlight on a local restaurant that is open during these trying times. As they say, we've been all over the place.
Sure have been.
Well, we've been north end. We've been in your neighborhood.
Yep, your neighborhood.
Been west. We've been in my neighborhood. Let's go to the north end.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's great. You want to know what the restaurant of the day is?
I want to hear it.
Terra Mia Restaurante, right on Salem Street. I pass by it quite a bit.
You ever been to Terra Mia?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. A while ago.
Okay.
But
it
now
looks good.
I want to revisit it because it's delicious. It's Italian. It's in the North End right now. They have a takeout menu, and it's amazing. Let's begin with the lobster ravioli.
Mm-hmm. It's a good place to start.
It's really good. The risotto porcini. I mean, you got everything. You got spaghetti carbonara. You've got, spaghetti with smoked bacon, cherry tomatoes, parmesan, gnocchi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
These guys are legit.
Chicken parm.
Let me give you the history of Terra Mia.
Please.
Okay.
You're a history buff.
Yeah. Carla Agrippino opened Terra Mia restaurant in 1993 with executive chef and Salerno native Mario Nocera. So off the boat.
There you go.
How about that?
It was a boat, though. Do you think it was like maybe a TWA 747?
He might have flown in. Terra Mia was transformed. They have old world classics into new world masterpieces. So there you have it.
Wow.
It's
a great restaurant and has a great reputation. And they're, trying to survive this because they've been closed for so long. So go get some,
takeout. They probably don't have an outdoor much of it. I know they've closed Hanover, right?
Yeah.
So there's probably a lot more seating, but still not what they're used to.
Exactly.
So order it that way. Maybe get some takeout, like you said.
It's really reasonable, too. Mm. Chicken parm with tomato and pasta, $24. Wild salmon. I mean, you love salmon.
I love salmon.
I mean, the pasta's like $17 really good.
That's great. Okay, so there you have it. So we're just trying to, give these guys, get some airtime and get the word out that they're open. So you can check them all out at WROR.com/local. Well, guess what happened today?
What happened today?
Well, I'm surprised you forgot already.
Well, I'm talking about food. I've forgotten everything.
We gave away $1,000.
Oh, yeah. It was
because
great.
We had a super smart player. We're going to replay that coming up in 10 because you want to hear what it sounds like to get them all right and prove it can happen.
Okay. Excellent.
WROR, Summer of Nonstop Music, rolls at 9:15. Okay?
Yep.
3 hours nonstop music.
Yes, nice. That's right.
Can't stop it. Once I start, it can't be stopped.
No, because you'll get in trouble.
That's true.
I mean,
geez. Can't have that.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.